Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Wednesday evening, July 2nd. I'm Matthew Passy. This time, simplifying your work life to become more productive, and it ain't easy being a Generation Xer. Those stories as we continue.
You're an entrepreneur, not an accountant, but it's always the same story. You make your hobby your business, all of a sudden you're a business owner. Instead of doing what you love, you're tracking your time, creating invoices, collecting receipts, and chasing clients down for payment. With FreshBooks, you can save yourself from a ton of headaches. FreshBooks can create professional-looking invoices, track your time, capture expenses, and get real-time business reports. Start your 30-day free trial today. Go to GetFreshBooks.com, and don't forget to enter WSJ Your Money Matters in the How Did You Hear About Us section.
Struggling to get any real work done during the day? Dennis Nishi, a contributor to the Sunday Journal, says you can make yourself more productive by simplifying your work routine. For example, one of the biggest issues is that people don't have dedicated blocks of time where they simply just work.
They break it up with checking email and social media and telephone calls. So one of the best things that you can do is to actually schedule uninterrupted blocks of time to work.
A 2009 Stanford University study found that multitasking is less productive than single tasking, and that many self-proclaimed multitaskers have difficulty filtering out irrelevant information, further diminishing their performance. Schedule specific times to check email and text as opposed to reading emails as they're received, which can be difficult since we have trained each other to believe that we're going to respond to emails instantly.
By actually delaying how long you reply, but being predictable in your reply, you can untrain people to be a bit more reasonable about it.
Also, consider changing the way you communicate. Sometimes we rely too much on short-form communication tools like text messages or email to convey complicated material.
Instead of sending 3 or 4 emails to try to explain something, maybe just make a call or drop by, and it might even take 5-10 seconds to do because you're there and you can respond more precisely to what the other person wants.
As we continue, 10 things Generation X won't tell you.
Wix.com lets you easily create a beautiful professional website for free. With hundreds of stunning templates and an intuitive drag-and-drop website builder, you can get your business online today. No coding needed. Start now at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
In the U.S., there's an expectation that every generation will do better than the previous one. But that's not the case with Generation X, those born between 1965 and 1980. As of 2010, Generation X's assets were only double their debts. Meanwhile, the Silent Generation, those born during the Depression and World War II, have asset levels 27 times higher than their debts. Boomers, about 4 times higher. MarketWatch reporter Quentin Fittrell says many Generation X's are in pretty bad shape economically.
They bought their first home right at the peak of the housing market. So they really got crushed by that. And it's going to take them years to recover.
Making it more difficult right now for Generation Xers to recover is the fact that baby boomers are standing in their way.
They have delayed their retirement, and that means that there's less management positions open to the Generation Xers who are chomping at the bit to fill those jobs.
And it doesn't help that millennials are nipping at their heels hoping to land the same top spots that Generation Xers are fighting for. You can find Quentin Fittrell's complete list, 10 Things Generation X Won't Tell You, available at MarketWatch.com. That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Matthew Passy for The Wall Street Journal.